Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 13 degrees.
W0SCA.
Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 15 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 17 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 15 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 31 degrees.
Acetone, 21 hours, 3 minutes. Coordinated Universal Time.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 29 degrees.
Hello. How are you? Not bad. If I called him, computers. I can, and he's connected to you. You're good, but you're dropping out a little bit. Can drive, and I shouldn't be dropping out, though. I wonder what's going on. Yeah, you had some noise on you when you started, and now you're picket fencing. Yeah, I'm running 25 watts. I should be able to, because it's full scale. I should be hearing you a little better than that. Yeah, is that a full duplex system? No, it's a simplex. Modular CD breakup. Yeah, you're pretty noisy there. It sounds like the receiver's insensitive for some reason.
1800 hours. Clear. 28 degrees.
NAWB, W6NIJ.
NAWB.
Hey, I'm going to connect you to another. Do you have a second, by the way?
Yeah, yep.
I wanted to try something real quick, so I'm going to connect this up to the repeater. So stand by.
Okay.
NAWB, W6NIJ.
NAWB.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Thanks. Thanks. Yeah, I got an echo on the repeater. Not on the repeater, on the All-Star node. For some reason, I got to figure that out.
Okay, yeah, I hear myself when I add key, like the last part of it.
Yeah, I probably sounded the same way, didn't I?
Yeah, I thought you just had another radio on in your background and didn't think much of it until I heard myself.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Thanks.
Yep, NAWB. What's up, Tom?
Nothing. Working. We didn't talk earlier today, did we?
I replied to your Meshtastic hello or whatever. Other than that, we didn't talk or back and forth.
What's your dentist today? What are you up to? Are you working? Am I interrupting you?
I'm working, but I shouldn't be working this late. But I am. I'm getting ready to do an Exchange server to Microsoft cloud migration. It's pretty complicated.
Sounds like fun. I was considering going to 11 on my personal desktop. And I remember you had to have an account to do that, and I don't want to make an account. Anyway. You can't imagine the concerns of, like, moving a system over from one to another, all the gotchas you might have doing that.
Making a local account on 11 is easy. You'll probably figure it out with a video or something you read. It's not hard.
Well, I guess I haven't looked at it too deeply. What I thought I was seeing was they were at least closing, if they didn't already close, all the loopholes, but... still possible. Maybe I'll update one of these days. I don't like not being able to get the updates, security updates and that. Can't do it, can't keep that up forever, I guess.
Yeah, you're talking about Windows 10, but yeah. 11 local count still works. They're the latest development versions, they turned it off. So it's presumed those are coming downstream soon.
Because, I mean, you'll log in one, log in, I guess, turn on your machine one day and it'll force you to create an account to continue. Or once you have it, you have it.
For now, it's once you have it, you have it. You know, they could do anything they want in an update. That would probably cause a lot of bad PR, though.
Yeah, I guess. And maybe it's just from watching a couple videos that convinced me they don't really care about. Maybe this is really obvious. The home user. Just care about the corporate accounts and pushing AI and whatever else their agenda is.
I mean, they have a lot of bad PR already. They're just easing their way up to that, you know?
Yeah, it just feels like it's another whole step in the, we're going to control your machine, and we're going to do what we want. That's the thing, but... So, yeah. So what else is up? My laptop, I've been playing with the power delivery and stuff with it. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, cool. I'm way behind on billing. I have probably a month's worth of stuff I need to sit down and just do, and it's never exciting, but, you know, it's the only way we get paid.
Yeah. I have one job that's really behind, I've mentioned before. I got a few others that are kind of, they have a couple, like, light items that they asked for and we quoted, and it's in the PO, but I didn't really supply because they don't need it. So I think my boss would want me to charge it, but they didn't really do it, so I don't know if I just cut those line items out or if we try to supply what they want anyway, even though they didn't need it. A couple things hanging on like that. It's getting pretty old. It's a shame it's just not nice and clean where you can just bill it when it's done and you're all good, you know.
Yeah. Yep. So Tom's been mentioning we need to start planning for Dayton. Get some. You want to do camping again, or we want to do a room?
Yeah. I don't know. Camping was okay. It had a couple drawbacks. The storm being the big one, I guess. At the moment, my finances is probably the worst it's been in a long time, so I'm going to be careful with that. Things are supposed to get really busy, they just keep pushing things off, so. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what your preference is.
I don't think I have any at this point. Staying in the car was miserable, though. We can say we did it.
Yeah, I mean, if there was enough room in the back to actually lay horizontal, probably be just fine. But with all the equipment and stuff, it's tough to do that.
Here's a thought. Go with the back empty, because the drive back home, right, is a one-off. You don't have to stop anywhere or whatever. I just take a lot less stuff. I usually take way more than I use. I got better last year, but it didn't take so much. But then I had the tents and everything. So that made up for me not bringing as much stuff.
Yeah. I think the shift to it's just recent toys or whatever, but just that it's a social thing, right? And the time, you can play with a lot of that stuff at home a lot easier than there, right? So just pack light. Bring some radios, of course, and whatever, but don't need to bring everything.
And LBBG, you do quite a bit with one bag, right? A laptop and some virtual machines and stuff. So if we want to spin up an all-star node or whatever, or just, you know, I mean, an all-star node to fit in the bag, or a hotspot or whatever.
Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 29 degrees.
Yep, versus what I want to do is bring all the tools, cables, crimpers, adapters, and batteries, and lots of everything, or a little of everything.
We should go camping sometime without Dayton and bring, you know, radios.
I don't like the outdoors. I think I do.
How's your internet? Your Meshtastic went down again for a few days, and I see you brought it back up today or this morning or last night or something. It wasn't up last night. Today it's been on.
Seems fine. There was a period where it seemed like it dropped. I'm trying to remember if that was yesterday. I'm thinking about, imagine there's like something you can run on a Pi or something to continually check your connection. Maybe log it. Usually it comes back on its own. One time I had to cycle power on the cable modem. So, I don't know, maybe it's all equipment, local equipment related. Maybe I'll just ask them for a new modem.
Do you have a laptop or a desktop that's always on? You could have like three ping windows going, one to your node device, one to your access point, and one to your router or something, and all internal. I think you'd have one going out to me or whatever if you wanted to, but that might be a first suggestion. There's like Windows apps too that'll do that and then make noises or something if something goes down or isn't pingable.
Well, a straight ping window I think would be tough just because lots of data. I mean, 99% of the time there'll be a good ping, right? I was doing something at work, and I did a PowerShell where it would log to a file. It would include time and date of each ping, and it would also log to the console. But I think that would be, it made, you know, pretty big log files. You had to go through and look for the missing. But I assume there's stuff out there that would just say everything's good up until midnight. It seems like it usually happens around midnight, but not always, sometimes so after midnight or something, but they seem to have a disconnect a lot of times around that time.
I should give you one of these, a Microtik boxes, because you just leave that on your network. It's got like a web interface, or not a web interface, it's got like a graphic interface, and all that. You run a client to connect to it, or you can SSH into it, but it's got a pretty good graphic client. You can set up a monitoring. It draws a map and everything, shows where all the nodes are and stuff. You have to set that up, but you put the devices in there first, and it just shows boxes with lines going to them, and if they're responding or not.
For internal? Is that what you mean, or external?
We'll do both, but you can just start out using it for internal. But you tell the host, you know, IP or host name, and it'll ping it or check if the web server on for, you know, serving responding or not, things like that. And you can map out, you know, have a list of them. They'll turn red. I think it'll even email you if you set it up to do that if something goes down.
Is that for checking the, are you thinking for the mastastic nodes in general? Or maybe Ulster, or?
Well, initially just for your network, you know. Check the node, check the access point, you know, if its management IP is responding. And then check your router, see if your router is available. And check one like internet, most like Google over here.
I need to get up into my my access points and update. No, actually, the firewall needs to be updated too. I should just export it, fresh install, and import it one of these days.
Yep, NHLDD. I'm going to make a phone call here. I'll be back in a little bit if you're around.
NHLDD.
NHLDD.
AWV W69J.
AWV.
What's going on?
Still working, studying and reading and figure out how I'm going to do something. You?
I was just messing around with this. I got the echo problem fixed, and then had this weird popping on the audio, but it's my local node here. I just found out. And the only thing I've changed is I put a Christmas tree up.
Did you have to turn off Echo Link?
No, you'd think. No. It was duplex zero, but you can do that as full or half, and I just set it to half because I didn't. It doesn't need to be full the way it's configured.
Yeah, okay. So you have a noisy Christmas tree now.
I don't know what it is. It's this poor node that just needs to be redone. It's kind of like the one that always gets abused. Parts taken off of it and stuff like that. I need to... Anyway, I'll get back on my other one that's less disturbed.
Yeah, okay. LBT's out here, by the way. I think he's listening. He overheard I was hitting him about eight. And I blamed you, though.
Okay. No, that's fine. Yeah, whatever you guys decide, let me know. I don't think it's critical, but boy, it'd be nice just to get some plans down, I guess. You know, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work. But I hate doing stuff last minute for that thing because it's just, you know, it's a lot harder.
Okay, I think it'll work out. Just, I think both of us are, I'm definitely in a stressful work situation right now and just a little bit far ahead. I think Tom's sort of in the same boat, but good that we're at least talking about it.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, well, just let me know. Like I said, you know, it's not like you have to, you know, anything has to be done now. It's just you get reservations, you can always cancel them later, or whatever. Okay, sounds good. Well, I'm gonna disconnect from this node. I'm gonna disconnect it, and I don't know, not even fix it. I don't think at this point we've got a lot going on up there. We changed the controller software and added a link radio and just did all this stuff and. There's a couple little cleanup things we got to do.
Yeah, and you're still, there hasn't been any new information about the link, right? If it's getting, you know, needs cans and all that kind of stuff.
No, interestingly enough, this is actually a really crazy story. The reason I was so concerned about this site is the control radio, which they're using, which is down in, you know, 420s, it had a bunch of RF on the front end of it. Like, it was flashing the receive light and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, you know, this could be really bad. Like, you just don't know and all that kind of stuff. Well, today we had time to go hook up an HT to that antenna, and it was some weird thing that was on that frequency, that specific frequency. So we switched the receive frequency and found a clean one. So that is looking hopeful. The other side, which is the UHF repeater, is the UHF link receiver. That's the one that is, I think, going to be a little tougher.
That's the one with all the antennas on the tower, right? The far end from the one that you had the interference?
No, that's the other. The one that we have the UHF repeater and UHF link is actually on a site that's pretty clean.
Yeah, okay. So that interference or whatever, was it right on frequency, or was it kind of like wide and spreading across the number of channels?
Yeah, so we didn't hook, you know, it's really hard to hook that up to a, like, we had that crummy spectrum analyzer with us, and it was like, I don't even know if it would even tell you anything. So anyway, we just took a regular HT and just flipped through the channels, and no, it was right on that frequency, and you didn't hear anything away from it, so we just picked one a couple hundred kilohertz away and went with it.
Yeah, were you only getting that on the antenna, on the outside antenna? Like, you didn't get it at all on the HT walking around or on your mobile?
I don't know if we actually checked that.
Say next time you're out there, just tune it in on your mobile, see if you hear it at all approaching the site. And even that, driving home, right? If it's a little bit further away. I was just curious if it was coming from the room or not.
Yeah, who knows? It was honestly as easy as just picking a clear frequency, and then we just went with it. So, okay, cool, man. Well, I will. I'll be around. Shannon just got home. Eric has went to pick up his girlfriend at the airport. He's not seen in 4 months. So, that's the big news of the day. I'll catch you later. NLBVW7NJ.
All right, cool. I'll be around. NLBV.
Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 28 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 28 degrees.
W0SCA.
KJ6KLY.
AV8BC.
Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 28 degrees.